Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about You're Just a Number. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I would have put a video in last night. It's just there wasn't nothing that suited my fancy. Now I found something. Yay! This is about the government that doesn't give a flying fuck about you. It doesn't matter if you're American, Canadian, Mexican, European, or even Ukrainian or anything. Hell, even the Russian and Chinese, they don't give a flying fuck about their citizens. And guess what? You're a citizen of the world, and a government is part of the world, so... Yes, friends, we're getting fucked. You don't believe me? Well, I don't know why you won't. If you don't have eyes in your head, then... I don't know, man, but... Here's some clips, friends. This is a school in you buttfuck USA that's fucking their children, and not in the literal sense. Metaphorically, but who knows? It's in the school, so they do things that, you know, you're not supposed to touch the kids, but people don't do what they're supposed to do. They do what they want to do, so, yeah, fun times. Fun times indeed. Yes, friends, it's pretty fucked up. They have one of those cell phone towers, the 5G towers in a school, and that's giving all the children cancer. Yes, cancer is supposed to be for old people, not for children, but these people don't give a shit because they hate you. Yes, friends, they like molesting your children, and now they're killing your children. Well, they're also doing sex changes, so yeah, just another day at work, right? Well, let's play the clip.
Parents outraged tonight after a fourth child is diagnosed with cancer at a San Joaquin.
Oh, so that's the fourth kid getting cancer in San Joaquin, California? Yes, fun times. These motherfuckers want to kill your kids. Enjoy!
Teen Elementary School, and parents believe it's because of radiation caused by a cell tower at the school.
Yeah, instead of these kids learning their ABCs, they're getting disease. Oh, at least they're not getting STDs from their teachers, right? Yeah, these motherfuckers not getting molested. They're just getting cancer because they're putting these towers inside their schools. Yeah, that's just fucking greedy-ass fucking teachers, motherfuckers. Yeah, they don't care about your children, but you go there and do it, so enjoy.
Jen McGraw live and ripping with what the school is now saying, Jen.
Yeah, it's become such a point of contention that more than 200 students stayed home from school yesterday.
Yeah, 200 students stayed home because they want to get radiation for protesting. Yeah, you think that's going to work, you dumb fucktards? I doubt that shit. Most likely you're going to have to do some terrorist shit and cut the tower off, because I doubt if they're going to remove it on their own accord. Just saying, but that's the world that we live in.
In protest, and their parents went before the school board demanding answers and that they take precaution.
Yeah, what do you think? All that fucking radiation coming out of that fucking tower, you're gonna start fucking mutating, you start looking like this fucking weirdo. Yeah, that's what you want your children to be? You wanna start becoming a rapping idiot? No, this is bullshit. You really need to get rid of these fucking things, but all fucking money, yeah, these motherfuckers are greedy pieces of shit, and they say fuck your children. No, guy, how about fuck you? Yeah, these people are not supposed to be doing this to your children, but they don't care. Hell, they even drop chemicals in the air and they put shit in the water and the food. So these guys don't give a fuck about you. So what are you gonna do, friend? I bet you ain't gonna do fucking shit. Just protest some more. So enjoy.
Cell phone towers are spread throughout the community, but it's this particular one that parents say
usually tell us it's 100% environmental, the type of tumor he has.
Monica.
Gee, that's kind of weird. They just said it's 100% environmental. How the hell the fuck do they know that? Did they run tests and then they tested that shit in the air? Like, how the hell do you come up to this conclusion? Yeah, they said straight out, it's 100% environmental. Yeah, usually they start pussyfooting that kind of shit, but I don't know. Let's watch. See what kind of bullshit this is about.
Pepperoli's son Mason was the second child to be diagnosed with cancer in just 3 years at West...
Fucking A, look at this cancer. It must be some real fucked up turbo cancer. Put this kid in this shit. Yeah. Oh, yes. There's nothing in the cell phone tower. There's nothing in the air. There's nothing in the water. There's nothing anywhere. Nothing's killing your children. Oh, yes. You believe this shit? Yeah, you better be careful. See if they don't give him a sex change right now. He's in the hospital to give him a 2-for-1 special. I don't know. Our world is fucked up. Welcome to Clown World, so enjoy.
In elementary, he was 10 years old and walked by this cell phone tower daily.
It's undescribable. It's really tough.
That's one of the hardest things I've been through.
Joe Prime's son Kyle was the first.
Fucking A. You don't think these people are coming for your kids? Look what they're doing. I know when I was a child, none of this should happen. I never had no kids get cancer. I didn't have no immigrants getting in here and raping children or women or whatever. Yeah, none of this shit was there fucking 20 years ago, 10 years ago. Well, maybe it was, I didn't see it, but yeah, what the fuck, man? Why the hell is the world like this? Do you know? I sure the fuck don't, but it's here, so what are you gonna do? Nothing! Well, let's continue.
Diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2016, and two more kids were diagnosed this year.
It just seems like a coincidence is no longer a reason for all this illness.
Well, I don't know about you, guy, but I'm starting to see that there is no coincidences. Maybe I'm just being stupid or hyper-observant. No, I don't know. But yeah, there's a lot of shit flying around in the world. Yeah, these kids shouldn't have got cancer. But apparently, the powers that be says that you have to have cancer. So what can you do, friends? I don't know. I think sooner or later, people are going to start getting turned into mobs and start going after these people like if they're the Frankenstein monster. Well, have fun.
They believe it's this cell phone tower that's harming their kids.
These kids shouldn't be guinea pigs, and we shouldn't be taking chances with the children's lives.
Yeah, we shouldn't be taking chances with children's lives, but yet we do. Yeah, we sacrifice all kinds of shit in the name of bullshit. Yes, friends, they just keep on throwing these things to the machine because they want money, power, and they just don't give a fuck. So yeah, friends, if you don't think we're going to a civil war and fighting all these fucking weird douchebag governments, yeah, you got something else coming toward you. Yeah, friends, the world is fucking gonna keep getting worse and worse. Until people rise up and say, fuck this shit. But when would it happen? I don't know.
The district has had several tests done saying the tower is safe and meets federal regulations.
Yeah, you people are fucking mentally ill if you believe that shit doesn't fuck you up. Yeah, people do some stupid shit because their feelings or they're fucking sick in the brain. Yeah, these people don't deserve to be fucking let fucking run around in polite society. Look at the shit that they fucking do. Yes, what are people going to do about this shit? Nothing. All this shit's happening in the world, and these people just keep on gaslighting you. They just pump your fucking ass full of air, and you're stupid for falling for this shit. But let's continue.
But some families weren't convinced and hired an expert.
Yeah, this motherfucker is supposed to be an expert, but his audio fucking sucks. So take that with a grain of salt, I guess. But let's roll.
Eric Windheim is an electromagnetic radiation specialist and found levels far higher than the district's expert.
Children that are still developing and their cells are still dividing, it's the worst possible time of their life to be exposed.
Yeah, I really didn't get to hear what the guy was saying. I heard something about cell division. I guess the towers fuck up your cell divisions or something. But hopefully the bitch that's talking gets to clean this shit up because, whatever.
As it's not just a cell tower, it transmits wireless frequencies.
Jackie, yes, friend, sorry. This dude is mumbling, so I can't hear what the guy is saying, but... Yeah, the chick is saying what the guy is supposedly saying, so... Here we go, I guess.
Parents want the mask removed, but the district won't budge.
Yes, friends. Hopefully, Dr. Mumbles is the savior that you need, and he could help you clean this place up. Yeah, because the school district doesn't give a flying fuck about your people. Yeah, they just want profit. I guess you live in Ferenginar, and you have these fucking reverse goyim treat you like shit because they don't care. Well, let's continue.
And while the district has sent plenty of letters to those parents tell me that this fight is far from over.
Oh, so these parents are gonna fight tooth and nail. Okay, you didn't give a fuck when they were giving your children sex changes, right? But now you actually give a fuck about your kids getting cancer? Oh, okay. I guess molestation and fucking sex changes is okay, but the cancer is a line you can't cross, right? Well, let's see what these fucking people are gonna do. Yeah, I bet they're not gonna do shit. People are so fucking weak and stupid, so let's find out, right?
And we'll follow up, no doubt. Jen, thanks. Live in Ripon.
No, I lost all faith in humanity. Nobody's gonna do shit. This thing's gonna go down the toilet. This fucking world is gonna burn in hell. Yes, Fermi paradox solved. Yes, we're not gonna get saved. We have all these people. They're supposed to protect us, and we elect these goons to do the things that we're supposed to do. But what the fuck are they doing? Nothing good, friends. They just keep on fucking us in the ass, and we're just here taking it with a shit-eating grin until people say no more. But when would that happen? Who knows? It took Germany, what, 12 years for them to go into war? So how long was it going to take the United States to do this shit? And I'm sure this country is not the only one that's going into civil war. Yes, everywhere in the world this place is turning into shit. So yeah, the world is going to be fucked up for a bit. But then after that shit, we get the good times again. And, you know, leather, rinse, and repeat. Hopefully the next time around, it lasts a little bit more than this time around. Because I'm tired of all this gay tranny bullshit. But yeah, that's the stuff we have to deal with, friends. But hopefully you're smarter than these people. Just make your money, get stronger, and let's move forward. Because if we don't, this shit is gonna fuck us over and you're gonna die. And I'm tired of dying. I wanna live, damn it. So yes, friends, let's move forward and tell these people to eat shit. Because if we don't, yes, dark times ahead. Well, goodbye, friends.
So the Journal of Death and Dying recently this year of 2025 came out and expressed what Health Canada's plans look like to do to save money. They are on track starting 2027 to 2047 to save $1.273 trillion by providing 14.7 million Canadians with MAID rather than palliative care.
What was that number? Say that.
14.7 million Canadians. Over 9 million of those are projected to be elderly. Over 4 million of those are projected to be the mentally ill and suicidal. Over 300,000 of those are projected to be the Indigenous population, and then everyone else, addicts, homeless, and otherwise. So Canada's running a eugenics program, and they're planning to expand that with the start of a mentally ill-only qualification in 2027. And for those that are find those stats as disgusting as I do, you can go check out the SAGE Journal or the Death Journal of Death and Dying. They break it all down for you. They go through the numbers. We've also done it on the series as well.